came out with some earnings before the opening bell. $9 billion.
Now stay tuned to the show that'll change your life. This is the Safe and Secure Money System with your host, Bernie and Tyler Rezinski. This is not another money show. It's a guidance system to help you help yourself. Former West Point and Vietnam veteran renowned and award-winning asset manager, tax and money planner, Bernie Rezinski, has been helping everyday people like you for over 30 years with a safe and secure money system. This is not an infomercial. Stay tuned and see why everyone from business professionals to all school teachers, nurses, moms, and retirees have all benefited from Bernie's time-proven wealth protection safe money system. Now, here are your hosts, Bernie and Tyler Rezinski.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You've tuned in to Tyler and Bernie Rezinski, your hosts for the Safe and Secure Money Show. Good morning, Bernie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Tyler.
Well,
how are
good.
You this morning?
I'm doing real well. For those of you who haven't heard of our show before, or maybe you're just tuning in again, what this show is all about is educating folks about their retirement and their retirement planning. Educating you about what a system we've developed called the Safe and Secure Money System, which can make sure that your money is safe and will always be there for you when you need it.
Not only that, but we go one step beyond that and make a very, very bold claim and challenge you as a listener to back us up on it, and that this system, the Safe and Secure Money System, is a system that will change your life. Mm-hmm. And today what we're going to talk about is a couple of different things. You know, in this fast and hectic world in which we live in, we seem to gloss over words and the meanings of words. Does that seem right to you, Tyler?
Yeah, I think one word I can think of is the word love. That gets thrown around an awful lot. It's kind of lost a little bit of meaning.
Or hate.
Yeah, those okay. Both those words are very strong, and they've lost some meaning.
Or even the word God, if you want to go into it. Okay.
You're absolutely right.
But two words that are very important to your retirement planning are actual and average.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to what's going on today, because we're going to dissect these two words and see how they apply to you.
Yeah, well, the actual and the average is a very, very interesting thing. You know, one of the things that we look at a lot, or that we're told to look at a lot by the Wall Street Casino, is what the average return has been over the course of a certain type of investment. And look, this has on average performed at 8-10%, whatever it may be. But what does that word average really mean? Now, a lot of you have probably gotten statements in the mail recently where you've seen that you have an average return over the last 5 years of such and such number, but you may have lost money over those 5 years and still can show a positive average return. Why is that?
Okay, and so now we're going to delve into the word actual. And then we're going to combine that with the concept of the fact that you're going to live, you can plan on living one-third of your life in retirement. Now, why is that important? You will have an incredible need for sustainable income for life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that the financial world is set up right now, for most of you, that's not feasible. And so contrast for us, Tyler, the difference between Social Security now and what it was when it started, and why this having a sustainable income for life and living one-third of your life in retirement is so very important, and how actual and average returns factor in. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't
it? Yeah, that was very specific.
Woo, I'm done for the day. Coffee break.
Hey, folks, once again, I Tyler and Bernie Rezinski, we're discussing the difference between average and actual return and planning for income for retirement. And you can get a hold of us, 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371. My email is tyler@wtag.biz. You can also email Bernie at bernie@wtag.biz. All right, and I want to go back to average just real quickly. I want to break this down for you folks. If there were to be some new investment plan on the front of the Wall Street Journal that said, hey, the next 4 years, we can guarantee you an average 25% return.
Boy, people would be jumping all over
it. People would be all over it.
Especially in today's economic environment,
sure,
low interest rates.
You'd put as much money as you possibly could into that. Well, let's just dive behind. I want to give you an example of how average really works. Okay, if you have $100,000 in there and it goes up 100% in year one, you'd have $200,000. It goes down 50% in year two, you'd be back to the $100,000. Goes up 100% in year three, you'd be back up to the $200,000. Goes down 50% in year four, you'd be back to $100,000. but what's your average? You'd have a 25% average over that period of time, even though you didn't make a nickel. That's what's so insidious and so tricky about these statements that you get from your Wall Street casino brokers, because it can look like it's doing great, but not have any gain.
Okay, we can talk about that, Tyler. Uh-huh. And we can I try to identify the problem, but it's only a problem if people think it's a problem. But does the safe and secure money system have a solution for that?
Yeah, the safe and secure money system does have a solution for that, Bernie. And what we really believe at our office is taking a look at actual returns. We're not so much concerned with the historical average. We're concerned with the actual return. What the actual return is, it's the money that you get to keep.
Once again, the safe and secure money system deals in safety, security, and guarantees. Mm-hmm. If you're the type of person who has money that you cannot afford to lose or you don't want to lose, then you owe it to yourself to investigate what the options available are to you through the safe and secure money system. Just to kind of back up what you're saying and this concept of averaging returns as opposed to actual returns, Paul Krugman had a word in the investment, an article in the Investment News recently. And just to sum it up for you, the years 2000 to 2010 were a lost decade as far as investment was returned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this article that he had in Investment News this week, all right, he talks about the current interest rate environment that exists around the world.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Because of the governments around the world artificially keeping interest rates low,
mm-hmm.
okay? And to quote him, and who is Paul Krugman, and what status does he have or authority? Paul's a Nobel laureate economist and a professor at Princeton University.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. A lot smarter than you and me put together, I think.
Maybe in some ways.
Well, he's good looking, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But anyway, he just says that investors are asking, when do you think short-term interest rates are going to rise in the U.S.? When do you think they're going to rise in Germany or in Britain, Krugman says. The answer is not for years and years to come. We're all looking like Japan.
Yeah.
And that's not a good look, economically speaking.
Yeah.
So let's go back to actual versus average hopes and dreams of the Wall Street casino versus safety, security, and guarantees of the safe and secure money system.
Well, all these people, most of the folks who are listening to our show, know what they want. If we sat down and listed out the top four priorities for people, most people would answer that they want a level of safety. They want to be able to take income off their assets. They want to have some guarantees as far as return goes, and they want to be able to have a little bit of market upside potential and be able to earn a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the safe and secure money system provides. Well, Wall Street doesn't provide those things. They provide a lot of risk. There's a lot of danger to investing in Wall Street and to using the traditional wisdom that they would have you believe is ancient and is true in your own personal retirement plan because of that article you just said. We are a global economy. Things are all linked together. Something happening in Greece or if Israel and Iran go to war affects your retirement. And, folks, to me, that's just crazy. I think about that, and I think your retirement, your way of life is affected by something happening on the other side of the globe. That's nuts.
Yeah,
what the safe and secure money system does is it takes that out of the picture.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, what we're talking about today is the fact that in all likelihood, you are going to spend one-third of your life in retirement.
Mm.
You're having as a result, you have an incredible need for a sustainable income for life, and Social Security was brought about. The age 62 wasn't a magic number. It came about on purpose, because basically they said, okay, at age 62, back when President Roosevelt was president, so we're going to put this wonderful program into place.
Mm-hmm.
At age 62, we're going to send you money every month.
You can retire. You can go off into the sunset.
Yeah. And you know why they picked 62? Because the average life expectancy in America was 61.4 years. Well, contrast that to what the life expectancy is today. So that creates an incredible need for sustainable lifetime income. Now, as a coach, which is how we look at ourselves as retirement coaches. If you ever were involved in a situation where you had a coach, the coach could coach you as much as he wanted and give you as much information to make you better at whatever you were getting coached at, but it didn't do you any good unless you attempted to implement those changes in your life. Now, this system, the Safe and Secure Money System, has the ability to change your life, but it can only do so if you take the initiative to contact us either through our website at www.wtag.biz, through our emails, Bernie@WTAG.biz or Tyler@WTAG.biz, or give us a call at our office here in Bloomington, 800-999-2371. We are a local firm. We're family owned and I've been doing this for 35 years. Tyler and I have been working together for going on 10.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to take a minute to listen to a testimonial from a Safe and Secure Money System client.
Hi, this is Diane Graham, and I want to tell you something that I wish my husband and I learned a long time ago. Recently, I heard a radio host ask his audience, "Is your money safe?" I looked over at my husband and asked, "Is our retirement money safe?" He said, "Sure, our broker has it under control." However, I suddenly became concerned when the host went on to report that when a husband dies, nearly 85% of the widows fire the financial planner. I asked myself why. He went on to explain that women want security and safety, and we don't want to gamble with our futures. My husband and his broker can accept that investing is risky, but I feel that investing in the stock market is gambling with our money. The radio show is The Safe Money System with Bernie Rosinski. I went online to www.wtag.biz and watched testimonials of his happy clients. Don't waste another minute gambling with your retirement future. Contact Bernie today at 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371. Now I sleep at night because when Bernie asks, "Is your money safe?" I answer yes.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I sure enjoy listening to Diane Graham every time I hear. You have Tyler and Bernie Rosinski. I'm Tyler, joined with my co-host here, Bernie Rosinski, creators of the Safe and Secure Money System. You can get a hold of us at 800-999-2371. It's 800-999-2371.
What are we talking about today, Ty?
We have been talking about quite a few things. We've been talking a little bit about the difference between average and actual return, and how average return doesn't really actually mean anything. It's all about the actual return and the money that you get to keep, because average return can rob you blind without you even realizing that it's doing.
You know, for those people that just tuned in, why don't you give a quick example, recap what we talked about in the first half real quick about actual and average returns, because that is very important when you consider that, again, you're going to be spending one-third of your life in retirement, and that you have that creates a tremendous need for sustainable income for life.
Yeah, the real problem with having to sustain income for life is that people are living longer and longer, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that people lived into their early 60s. When Social Security came out, the average life expectancy was about 61.4, and people couldn't even start Social Security until 62.
I know. Back in the 70s, when I first started working in the financial services industry, you know, when we were talking to people that were 70, 75 years old, we were talking about end of life issues.
Mm-hmm.
Today I got a neighbor who's just turned 80 years old. He's still riding Harley Davidson.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Looking to buy another one.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That's optimism right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that certainly is. And so, you know, the real problem that we have here is that all these systems that we relied on for the last 50 years were designed for a much shorter retirement than people are currently experiencing today. If you retire at 65, there's a real good chance that you will have a 30-year retirement. Well, the problem with that is that the systems that were sustainable yesteryear when people had shorter retirements can no longer apply to you and your individual retirement. So it's very, very important to not have risk inside of your retirement plan to make sure that you can sustain a lifetime income regardless of how long you live and regardless of how long your spouse lives, so that you can have that quality retirement lifestyle that you want to have.
And most of you, your advisors are not even addressing these issues because they don't have the tools to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Safe and Secure Money System, again, has the power to change your life, because the Safe and Secure Money System deals in safety, security, and guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prior planning prevents poor performance, And we can sit here and talk to you. We could have an eight-hour radio show and put out all kinds of good information, mm-hmm. but it doesn't do anybody any good unless they act on it.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to act on it and see if the safe and secure money system is an option for you, and it is, if you're the type of person that says, I have money I can't afford to lose or I have money I don't want to lose, mm-hmm. then give us a call again at 800-999-2371. We'll get you on the calendar, and we'll sit down and have a discussion about your needs and what possible solutions, because that's what the safe and secure money system is all about. It's about solutions. And also, let me ask you a question today. Is your current advisor talking to you about Social Security planning? And most of you are looking at the radio right now going, what the heck is Social Security planning? That's just something that gets dropped in your lap when you turn it on at age 62.
I'm not sure that any of the people listening to our radio show sound like that.
Got a little too excited there, didn't
yeah, I have a drink of water.
Pull me down out of the tree there, big guy.
Yeah, so a lot of folks, you know, think Social Security is just that, a government system that just, you turn the key, it turns on when you turn 62,
or 66, or
when
70.
You retire, or whatever it is that you may turn on. But the fact of the matter is that there's eight different strategies that we use with our clients to approach and talk about Social Security. System about the Social Security system and what the best way to access that money is
for you individually, your unique situation.
Yeah. For instance, if you're a married couple and you have a spouse that's still working, you're not accessing Social Security. Well, there's a way that you can access and maximize Social Security over the both of your lifetimes, even while you're still working. Okay, and I'm not going to go into it on the radio here because it's just people don't like hearing about Social Security on the radio, but it's very, very important that you, in order for you to be getting the benefits that you deserve, that you want, that you've paid in for, to be using some strategies to access that in a strategic way to maximize your benefits. And if your advisor is not talking to you about what you're doing with Social Security, well, you need to sit down with somebody who is a retirement planner, who's actually talking about the insides of your retirement plan, and even talking about something like Social Security, rather than somebody who's just saying you should have this stock, this bond, so on and so forth. We really try to take a holistic and broad look at a retirement plan and make maximum benefit of each benefit that's available to you.
Yeah, you know, and to go back, you know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about actual returns versus average returns. We kind of took a bunny trail there. But, you know, Paul Krugman is a Nobel laureate economist that teaches at Princeton University. And he talks about, based on governmental fiscal policies around the world, what the economy is tending to look like for the next decade. And, again, we're facing another lost decade like the decade of 2000 to 2010.
Boy, that's a scary thought, isn't it?
It is a scary thought.
There's a lot of wealth that's going to be destroyed if that happens.
Yeah. That's all through the safe and secure money system. That's all reversible. You don't have to take that risk if you don't want to. You know, 94% of all retirees describe themselves as either extremely conservative or somewhat conservative. But you know what? They say that, but when you sit down with them and you talk to them and you look at what they've done, the planning that they've done, and the advice that they're getting, they're not getting advice on how to sustain a lifetime income. They're not getting advice on how to get rid of the risk. They're not getting advice on guarantees and safety. What they're doing is they're getting advice on what's the Wall Street casino says, you know, to invest in this week because you get a bonus for selling so much of XYZ stock or mutual fund.
You know, that's a really good point, Bernie. I just want to follow up on something you said a moment ago. You were talking about the lost decade. And, you know, one of the things that's really scary here is I just pulled this up. The national debt interest that the U.S. pays is $1.2 billion per day. Now, folks, let that sink in a little bit. That is going to affect the ability of your retirement plan to sustain itself, because the government is only going to be getting more involved in your wallet from here until the time you pass away, and even beyond the grave, they're going to be getting more involved because of this massive debt we have to pay off.
Okay, now, just as a little bit of a teaser, does the safe and secure money system have any tax shelters built into it that can help put Uncle Sam at the end of the line instead of at the front of the line?
Yeah, well, that's a great point, Bernie, and the answer is absolutely. One of the tools that we like to use the most, we like to use tax shelters, simply because when you're talking about that massive amount of debt, it's not about how much money you make. It's about how much you get to keep and use for yourself. The problem with the government is that the more money you make, the more they're going to take of it. So it's more important at this point in life for folks to take advantage of tax-sheltered systems of accessing retirement income and of savings than it is to try and make a whole bunch of money, because the government's just going to take more of it.
Yeah, and if wealth transfer, if you are one of those fortunate people who has had the opportunity to participate in the American dream of working hard, okay, and creating wealth for yourself and your family, okay, congratulations. But you know what? There is a process in place that the government has devised that takes up to 85% of that if you pass, when you pass on, not if you pass on. Nobody's getting off this big blue marble alive.
And not recently, anyway.
And these tax shelters that are available through the Safe and Secure Money System have the ability to pass that wealth on in a very tax-preferred way, and in a very efficient way, and in a very timely way.
Well, we've spent the last 10 minutes or so talking about some extremely important issues, and a lot of you folks are probably sitting out there, and maybe some of you are feeling a little overwhelmed. The fact of the matter is that the Safe and Secure Money System offers some answers that your traditional Wall Street brokers, the Wall Street casino, do not answer. In fact, they're not even asking the question. They're not even doing the planning. They're simply telling you, you should invest in this, this, and this, because that's how Wall Street gets paid. Okay, so you can get a hold of us at 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371.
And just as a side note, I'm a veteran, and I'd like to take a minute to thank all the folks out there that are veterans for their service.
Absolutely.
I've been a veteran for 40 years, served in Vietnam, and one of the things that I've come across as far of the veterans benefits package is that there's a little used and a little known veterans pension benefit that is available, can be available, it's a means enhanced benefit that can be available to veterans and their spouses. If you are a veteran out there, give us a call. We'll get the information about that into your hands so that at least you're forewarned about that. And again, thanks for your service. Our number once again is 800-999-2371. Reach me at Bernie at WTAG.biz. Look forward to talking with you or corresponding with you over the internet.
Have an enjoyable weekend.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your day with us.
Bye-bye.